rise and shine, my dreamers. Ready, set, go. You are tuned into R&B Dreams, the show where you can lay your troubles down and send the good vibes up. Let us help you dream. Again, the voice serenading you is me, Davina Cherie, and I'm a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, director, mostly important mom. Let me just say, this weekend was one for the books, okay? I was the host for the first annual FDMG Festival with Dr. Umar Johnson in Wilmington, Delaware. And man, listen, when I say it was good vibes, black love, black power, man, it was so refreshing to come after being in quarantine and COVID for the last year in this pandemic. It was so refreshing to be outside amongst my people. I love you. So just big ups and shout outs to Dr. Umar Johnson. So just a little bit about me, a reminder in case we forget, you know, something, we got a lot going on. According to my baby dad, I have a failed R&B career, in the words of him. I should say my bitter baby dad. But we just want to leave this for another episode. I do some acting, though. I, you know, did a little bit of Tyler Perry, you know, maybe a little Lee Daniels, MTV, you know, had my music on there, but it's no big deal, right? So I'm hoping I could pay it forward to other upcoming artists. If you haven't already, please go on my link tree, my website, on Instagram at Davina Cherie, and make sure you submit an artist application, because I'm looking for music, original music, artists. Like, we have so many things that we need talent for, actors coming up. So please make sure, if you haven't already, go and submit an artist application. So right now, what we're going to get into is,
you got a phone call just for you.
Okay. I got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
So you could be on the gram with your butt out, but you can't call me back.
I know you're not calling my job, boy.
Did the call drop or something? I tried calling back, but it just went to voicemail.
Yeah, that's because I hung up on you and ignored the call.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What if I hung up on you?
Well, I am at work, so you will be doing me a favor.
There you go. Always on some BS. Let me speak to my daughter.
Really? Your daughter's here while I'm at work? What do you want, man boy? Like, did you just hear what I said? I'm at work, and then, like I told you, if you want your daughter, you can have her.
There you go right there. Always trying to control everything.
I'm not the one who lied and said they were on their way for 5 days straight and never came.
You know my license is suspended.
Nobody said anything about driving. Just show up.
Come on, now, if I can't legally drive my car, how am I pick up?
Wow. You know what? That's really a good question. I hope you find the answer quick, because I could really use a freaking break. I mean, that little bit of money you cash at me came and went, and I've been up all night with our daughter.
Whoa, what you mean, little bit of money came and went? What she do with the $150 I just sent you?
$150? Boy, I bought a sandwich.
Correct. Okay. See, this is why I can't with you females. You always
females.
Try to make a man's effort.
Manny, you call that an effort? You probably got that $150 from your mom.
Oh, Paul, you know I don't even bang with my moms like that. That's my hard-earned money, Davina.
Really? Why don't I believe you ever worked a hard day's work in your life?
Sounds like the pot calling the kettle black.
Look, I got other people calling in. So what do you want?
I want my child.
Your child is at daycare that you don't help me pay for. And no, I'm not going to tell you where. But what you can do is come to the house later tonight to see her when we both get home.
So you can take my money. But you won't tell me where my daughter daycare is? I can't go to the daycare or something?
The daycare does need help overnight. So if you're looking for a job, and our child has been experiencing some colic for about a week, and I've been dealing with that by myself.
College?
Mind you.
The baby won't be in college for about another 18 years. See, that's you're making up stuff.
Really? College? Colic, Manny. Colic.
That ain't nothing but a little gas.
Yeah, and speaking of gas, you're stinking up my line with your BS. Okay.
I ain't the one on no BS. Maybe that's why we hit it off in the first place.
Listen, Linda. I've done all I could do to make sure that you can see our child whenever you can request it. You're the one that stood us up 5 times.
I told you my car got stolen, Davina.
I thought you said your license was suspended. Which one is it, Manny?
Just boom.
Which one? You really think I'm dumb, don't you?
I don't know what to think of you sometimes, for real.
Because you don't think of anyone but yourself, right?
I think, no, and I think about my child every day.
Okay, so, but what are you doing for our child?
What do you want me to do, Davina?
To be honest with you, I really don't know. And what I do want you to do is stop calling my job with your nonsense. And definitely, I don't want to make promises that you're never going to keep. Either step up or step off.
How can I do that when you keep stepping on me?
Oh, so now you're the victim, right?
Yes, I'm the victim.
Oh, wow. You reached a whole new level of BS. Are you getting paid to be so dumb?
That's all you females care about is money, huh? If I'm getting paid.
Look, I knew you were broke when we met, but now I'm just realizing you're just broken. And I can't.
Why? Then why don't you come over here and fix me like you used to do?
Wow. You know what? You have a blessed day. You know what? I take that back. You have the day you deserve.
Davina.
Bye. Bye now.
Davina.
Well, sorry about that, y'all. I told y'all I have a child, but apparently I have two kids. All I can say is me and Tequila are no longer friends. So, back to... In conclusion, with this man by Manny Boy episode has been powered by Single Moms R Us, for moms like me and you who become a single mother to no fault of your own. And we are super women because not everybody can do it, right? Like we do. All right, y'all. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You are tuned into R&B Dreams.
Imani wouldn't be here if it wasn't for St. Jude. Everything was perfect until that day when she was 5 weeks old.
That's when, you know, every parent's worst nightmare kind of came into fruition. So there was a fairly large and aggressive brain tumor, but St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us the ultimate gift in this world, which was hope restored. When, you know, me and my wife were here, there was not a single other care in the world except for Imani. St. Jude made that happen.
And she's tumor-free now. She's growing. She's just a happy child.
The second we arrived here, we had food, housing, transportation, treatment, you name it, it was taken care of by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So the people who donate to St. Jude, you know, I just want them to know that I don't think anyone in this world or anything in this world has given me a greater gift. We came as two desperate parents, and they saved our daughter's life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Rise and shine, my dreamers. Ready, set, go. And you are tuned into R&B Dreams, the show where you can lay your troubles down and send the good vibes up. Let us help you dream. So I have the pleasure of being joined today with the one and only world-renowned artist, Ankh Fire, in the building. Yes. And where are you traveled and where are you now in the world?
Well, you know, I'm on the road. Something told me, the Lord just told me to say, you know what? Get in the car. Mm. He said, turn the car on. Mm. He said, drive it.
Wow.
And so I've been driving. So I've been driving since March. I've been traveling all around the country, just visiting states that I've never been to, which was mostly on the West Coast.
Okay.
So I spent most of the, like, late spring to most of the summer on the West Coast, going up and down California, all up through the Mojave Desert, all
Ooh,
up to, you
wow.
know, Vegas, Joshua Tree, you know, all that up, New Mexico, all the good stuff. It mm. even actually ended up in Mexico at one point.
Wow.
I got that's going to be a short film I'm working on called Two Nights in Tijuana.
But you had your passport with you?
Yeah, I got my passport with me, yeah.
Mm.
I don't go nowhere without that say, blue book.
Oh, Lord.
I don't go nowhere without the blue book now.
Yes, that blue book is the key to success. Like, but, you know, because back in the day, you didn't need a passport for Mexico. So, like,
no, cause, right.
Yeah, because I talked to old heads and be like, you need a passport for Mexico? Yeah.
All you used to have to do was need an ID, but they changed all that right now.
Yeah,
I know. I think you can still go to places like Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, and a few other islands and stuff like that without a passport, though.
Yeah. So wait, because you were working throughout the pandemic, and then so you didn't have any preconceived, like, you didn't plan it, even if you never told anybody, like in your head, like, Yeah, I got. I'm giving well, my well, mentally well, 2 weeks
I'm always
notice.
Planning my escape. I'm always planning my escape in every situation I'm in. Right. Even when, like, I'm on my way to his museum to go see the James Brown exhibit, and as soon as I walk in the building, I look for the exit sign.
Okay, I know.
You know, like, I look for all of where. Okay. Because if something, you know, what I mean, I need to be able to just go, oop, I'm done. I had enough, and I don't know, just slip right on out. So
right.
That's how. I mean, I always looking for the, you know, the exit sign in every situation. So I'm not necessarily like always like planning where my next destination is,
uh-huh.
but I'm definitely always planning for the walkout for these kids.
Right, because you just know somebody gonna get on your last nerve just in case. You're like,
right. I already know.
Let me like, find the exit now.
Exactly. Let me find the exit right on then, you know, like, you know, because for me, it's all time, you know, everything mm-hmm. is time. And you don't want to spend too much time and, you know, energy that doesn't want you there or energy that is pushing you to the next place. So I don't want to waste that time because it can get real, you know, it can mm-hmm. get real hot.
Right.
You know? But it only take one night for me, you know.
It's that Leo energy. It's that Leo energy. So we were just talking about a card reading. Is there anything that you want to express about, like, the way the stars are aligned right now? Are you into astrology like that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I have an understanding of it. I think I see things in symbols, and, you know, ultimately astrology is about, like, it has a lot of it has numerology in it. It has some psychology in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of other forms of logic, because I think that when we think of the term logic, we often think of like that is the rule, and that logic is just this one way of like being, you know, ultimately being analytical. But we have things like psychology, which is, you know, ultimately another form of logic. We have astrology, which is another form of logic. We have mythology, which is another form of logic.
Mm-hmm.
We have numerology, which is another form of logic. Physiology, which is these are all different forms of logic, how we use our brain to connect and understand with the world. That's pretty much ultimately what logic is,
wow.
the way we use our brain to connect. And, you know, so for me, I am interested in astrology just simply because I love the stars. I've always been a stargazer, always, like, been fascinated by the moon and, like, just his activity and just the whole idea of it, you know, because, you know, what's the guy? Guy just went out to so-called space. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, well, how can you go to the space when you're already in it? Like,
mm-hmm.
where did you go, really?
Right.
You know, are we not
that
a
makes
part
sense.
Of are we not a part of the stuff?
Yeah, we're all floating on this green blue earth. We're already
right.
floating. We're in space.
Right,
sure.
We're in space right now. Where do you want to go? You know,
yeah.
like where are you trying to go? So it's like, which is another question. That's probably going to that's. I'm gonna leave that to the conspiracy theorists. But the you know, ultimately, you know, I always, you know, have the understanding that people are. We're all vessels. Everything that we're doing is living. So, I mean, right now, I did just pull the Ten of Pentacles, which is one of my favorite cards to pull in the tarot deck. I don't necessarily use the standard Rider tarot deck like most people know with the, you know, the traditional characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of an intuitive reader. And,
okay.
Because I get a lot of downloads just naturally on, or uploads, I don't know how you, depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Download or upload. or which direction you live in, you know, which direction of, you know, logic you're living in.
Okay.
But, so, Ten of Pentacles is one of my favorite, but yeah, I'm an intuitive reader. I'm mostly, because I, you know, all my life I've always been interested in signs and symbols. So I've always had a fascination with, different, writings and stuff from everything from Arabic to, ancient Hebrew to, the ancient Kemetic, writings to,
oh, wow.
All of just in terms of just the actual shape and, you know, the shape of letters and stuff has always fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one particular deck I have called the Hermetic Tarot deck. That's really cool because it has everything, you know, all of the symbols aside to help you, get a, you know, a more clear reading. So I like it. I like this particular deck, but, my intention is to actually, make I don't know if I should show it, but I want to make my own set of tarot deck.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I want to make my own cards.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, so that's going to be the next thing I'm going to do where, but I'm still learning as in the process, so I don't feel like I'm a master yet in being able to make it, but as an artist, Right. My natural instinct is like, oh, I can make some of these.
Right. Absolutely. So you
I don't want to take up too much time, but yeah, the idea ultimately would be I would like, you know, maybe do like a photography, and ultimately I would like, you know, reenact each car, you know, but do it, you know, in my own style, like in my own way. Right. That's the idea. Yeah, you get you some Ankh Fire tarot cards.
Right. Yes. That's hot. That's what's up. So, like, before Hurricane Ida hit, like, did you hear anything, like, or see anything in your readings about, like, the natural disasters that are coming or anything, like, strike you? Or
that's actually why I went down there, because I felt it. I mean, something woke me up, like, pretty much, because I was all the way in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And I actually drove down to San Diego for about a day or two. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I was like, I need to go to New Orleans. I actually looked on the forecast, and the forecast says it was going to be a storm down there.
I drove down there
because I have two friends that live down there. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see them, and ultimately it was a good thing that I was down there, because, you know, had I not been down there, I think, you know, everybody has, you know, resources in their own way, and I don't want to feel like I'm special, but mm-hmm. I know that I was definitely, my presence being there and also having my car, I was able to get supplies and, you know, and resources to at least to my friends and any of their other friends who ultimately were in need. Like, you know, I had to drive all the way. One day I had to drive all the way to Mississippi because the power was pretty much out in almost all of Louisiana.
It's crazy.
So, and that was like, we were like 2 or 3 days deep. So, yeah, I was going back and forth to between Mississippi and Louisiana to drop off supplies like water, ice, a lot of non-perishable stuff, because, you know, everybody's refrigerator and stuff is out.
It's crazy. So,
which is a whole nother thing. See, that's a whole nother conversation. But, yeah, so they ultimately were out power for almost a whole entire week.
Oh, wow. Did they ever get power? They got power now.
Yeah, they have power now. But now it's the reset now, because, like I said, people with refrigerators and everything was all out in the whack. So you got a food shortage and everything now. You know, all the grocery stores and everything weren't able to get nothing in. And whatever they could sell, hopefully, I mean, it was still up to date.
Right.
But then most of the stuff also, you know, is bad. It's right.
It would get expired or went bad.
Yeah, went bad because all of the power went out in the whole entire city.
Right. This is
Ida
crazy.
Came and snatched the wig. She snatched that one extension cord. It was the right extension cord.
Yes.
He found that. It was like, yank.
Wow.
So yeah, that was there. So I actually, you know, I was there with, you know, some friends or whatever. But once that we got past a week of no electricity, I was like, all right, well, you know, if you guys have any other resources, like, outside of the area, if you need a ride there, I'll take you. So that's what happened. That's how I'm ended up in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine from New Orleans to Atlanta.
Okay, but they can go back to New Orleans now if they want to.
Yeah, they could go back. Well, okay. Yeah, but like I said, it's still that reset, because nothing still technically is open just because the electricity is back.
Right. It's just a reset overall. I feel like, because I really think people think it's going to go back to the way it was. Honestly, I don't think it's ever going to go back to the way it was. Honestly, I don't think I wanted to go some parts.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to go back to the way it was. I feel like a lot of people are more conscious of the things that matter in life. Like, I feel like as a society, we aren't taking as much for granted. I mean, people are starting to go back to work and, like, get into the routine. So I feel like we might be losing touch of it. But I'm glad that even if for that moment we all were like, look, family's important. Like, you know, that, like, we had a better grasp on the things that are important in life. You know,
exactly.
Everybody was at home doing the same ish, you know, like it comes out the same hole. We all have to, you know, take a number two the same way. Like, let's just say
exactly.
That. I love just seeing how chill, like, even celebrities became, like, showing us, you know, their real lives. Like, it's just a facade for me that is just like the unveiling, I feel, for as a whole, as a society. It was like the veil was lifted off.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you know, and consecrating your homes for worship.
you know, taking it going inward. You know, the original church, the original temple started in the homes, started in the houses, you know. So that's what's happening now. We got to go inward. Pretty sure people was in their houses, and we all indoors now, and we're looking at closets, and we're looking at dresses, and we're realizing, like, we got all of this stuff. And it's like, this stuff got to go, you know, because all that is a representation of also what's going on within yourself. So it's like, you're looking like,
how about that?
You know, everybody is now, like, you know, getting their lives together on a home front, everybody getting their homes together, which is their real life. That's why they're doing everything. That's why we go to work. That's why we have all of these things, is so that we can sit in our house.
It's supposed to be a luxury to be able to sit home.
Right.
And not to have to do nothing. Right.
Why are people so like, oh, my God, I've been in the house all over. I'm like, well, you know, that's why you got one.
So, you know, yeah, like, I feel like also people had to deal with their BS, like, the stuff in their life, like you said, to clean out the mess. Like, that's another thing. People couldn't sit at home with themselves. I think it forced a lot of people to just reflect and take account how their life is going so far, you know?
You know what I think that is? I think that's because I have a theory. My theory is because they probably don't have enough mirrors in their house.
Oh, yes. You talked about mirrors before.
You got to have mirrors in your house. People, especially black folk, you got to have mirrors, especially because if you're sitting down watching TV all day, you know, TV is anti-black. So TV is anti-black. Yeah, we got a couple of black shows giving us like that, but at the same time, they still won't go to the point where it'll really trigger something inside of black folks and have black folks really up here in the uproar. It'll still give you just enough to be entertained. So, you know, and that's anti-black, you know, because we've been entertainment for folks for too long and not getting paid for it and being exploited. So being entertaining ain't it, you know. So, you know, entertaining, we want something else. But but mirrors, you got to have mirrors in your house because
they're portals. That's what you have said to me before, that mirrors are portals.
And they're projectors also. And you can see. Because when you look in the mirror, you see how you feel. You don't necessarily see how you actually look.
Yeah.
And you when you really, you know, delve with the mirror, so like that. One of my another person said this. I can't remember their name, but they said when you see something that you don't like in the mirror, you either do two things. You either change what you see or you break the mirror.
That's what
most people break the mirror. Most people don't want to change what they see. Most people don't even know that it's not anything to change about themselves.
Maybe because the mirror is already broken.
Right. Yeah, the mirror is already broken. And they ain't even put no mirrors up.
Okay. Well, listen.
Self-inquiry is a thing, you know, like inquiring about yourself. You know, you can stand in the mirror. When you have mirrors around in your house, and let you know that all of this is one, that all this whole entire world where you're living in is an illusion. And it also lets you know that you are in a body, and you know that when you see your body, you become more aware of it in terms of how you take care of it, how you nurture it, how you do it. Because really, for real, you know, if you know, we talk about houses, but you know, taking care of your body is an all day process. If you did everything that you needed to do, if you got under every follicle, got all between your teeth, everything all up in your nose and your ears, everything like how you really supposed to do to be really polished out here, that's all day.
Right. So, speaking of, like, releasing and letting go, it's going to be the theme for this show. You have a song called Let It Go, and you want to tell us a little bit about that? We got about 2 minutes left. So,
It's from my album. My last project is actually a three-part album called On Fire Rhythm. And, it's actually the last song on the album, Let It Go, because ultimately that is where I'm at right now. Enjoy the song. And give me some SoundCloud, please.
Okay, what's your address? Shout it out. SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud is Ankhfire, ANKHFYRE. Also, I'm on Spotify, YouTube Music, Tidal, all that good stuff. You know, I make sure that I pay the piper and I get all my stuff out there so people can check it out.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, y'all give it up for Ankhfire. Right now, we're about to listen to Let It Go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Your girl Davina Cherie, and you just heard Let It Go by Ankh Fire. Tune into R&B Dreams next time, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WWDB.